knew I was going over to France, and the distressing part of it all was the Folkestone beach. We slept on there 2 nights in the sand, with full pack, ready to be taken off on board, and we were packed like sardines. Well, not having experienced that kind of thing, you'd just wonder what you're coming up against. And then when we got to Belong, we were taken off and marched to Etaps. And then we had a lot of fatigues to do. So I said, we went on board ship and at Rouen docks on my birthday, and I got that splinter in my hand just lifting timber off. And you had all kind of fatigue jobs, and then we were told we were going up to the line. Well, we were right back at base, you see, and as we're getting, say, about 2 or 3 miles up, we heard this firing. And that's when the lads started wondering. You know, you wonder what's happening. And we were then in base for about 2 or 3 weeks, perhaps, 2 weeks, going all over the details of the rifle and the bayonet and charging and all that kind of thing. And lots of times was fatigue work, bringing in the stores from the train back to the base. Well, then we left that part. Then we went up to the front line. That was a good way back. Surprising how many miles it was down those trenches. And then the support lines. And you probably do 2 weeks up in the support and front lines.
Did the extent of the trench system surprise you?
Oh, yes, it did.
Why?
Well, because it wasn't straight. It sort of zigzagged. And the parts you went through where you could see there had been a lot of blood spilled and perhaps a lot of, you know, the sandbags were new. You know, unless something happened there. And it was about 3 miles, I think, back from the base to the support lines. And the support line, of course, is you've got to be ready for action at any time. But it's usually a fortnight up in the front line.